My clever friend, I've been spending my time at Academy, spending time with my friends, and teaching Helix to land. It's exciting as he's improving quickly. When we're training in the paddock, Dippy Doo and her friends come to cheer him on. The sport has given him extra confidence. He barely ever crashes now and is doing flips in the air to impress us. An older unicorn from up north, past the equator, came to the stable the other day. Our baby season is over, yet surprisingly, she was ready to give birth. Not many babies or foals are born out of season, but it can happen. Thankfully, she made it to our stable so we could assist her. Initially, we thought the foal may be in trouble during the birth, as most babies come out head first, but this one decided to come out bum first. Can you imagine? The first glimpse everyone gets of you is your bum. I'm happy to say the foal arrived safely. The sweet little thing is doing well, thanks to some love and magic elm dust. The mother, Garika, is doing well too. Garika wanted to celebrate the foal arriving safely with a suitable name. Everyone got together to work on a name that reflected that. Garika chose the name Cleo, which means celebration. It definitely was a celebration after her birth. And being the only foal here, she is very spoiled. Cleo is growing quickly, even taking a few small steps. A moon ago, she sneezed sparks and the hay on her bed caught on fire. Luckily, Zippy Pippi, my helper, and I were there. Zippy Pippi saw a pelican flying overhead and called out to it for help. The pelican happily brought some water in its large beak and dumped it on the fire. The soggy hay needed to be thrown out and replaced, but Garika and Cleo were safe. We all laughed about it later, though at the time it was scary. I must say that sneezing unicorns are becoming a part of my life. I love it. No longer worried, Butterbell.